Pure Dog Talk is the podcast on purebred dogs. We talk to the legends in the sport and give you tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Pure Dog Talk is sponsored by ChampionshipBreeders.com. Championship Breeders is a proud supporter of the American Kennel Club, our specialty and all breed clubs, our dog sports, and the gifts of therapy and service from our canine companions. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I am your host, Laura Reeves, and I'm very excited to be joined today by Bridget Higginbotham, the owner of Sirius Canine Fertility, and also Shannon Stone, the manager. And we are going to be talking about something that I think everybody in dogs, certainly everyone who breeds dogs, is interested in hearing about. And that is swimmers. Lots and lots of swimmers. And we're going to be talking about this over the course of the next probably a month or so. And so I hope you guys will enjoy this conversation. And we're going to start today, our first topic, we're going to start talking about progesterone timing. And so why don't you get us going, Bridget? You've got a bitch that's come in. She's just come in season. She's a week in. They're bringing her for her first progesterone test. And so what do you tell the owner?
Well, we like to know what the plan is going to be. What kind of breeding are you going to be doing? What kind of semen are you going to be using?
So live cover, fresh chill.
Trans-cervical insemination, right. Surgical, vaginal right. AI, fresh chill, fresh frozen.
Yep.
How many are you planning on doing? One or two? All of those things can kind of make a difference.
Absolutely.
Watch your timing over things like weekends and holidays.
Yes.
That can be.
But you know they always have to be bred on Sunday that's Christmas Day. Exactly. I mean, that's a thing.
Exactly. But that is definitely because FedEx does not run on those days. So really keep that in mind. There's great new extenders and such that we can use where, say, she needs to be bred on a Sunday. Well, we can send it on Saturday and, you know.
And it's still viable
still
on Monday.
Exactly. So right. there's a lot of things. We were, over the weekend, we were shipping on Saturday to get them there for Monday. Mm-hmm. So those are very common anymore, and they're pretty awesome.
Yep. We can do that. Okay. And Shannon, what's your next step then after you've got your first level, right? Your base level on the progesterone?
Yeah, we'll have clients call, and we recommend that baseline day 6 or 7 of their heat cycle from they first notice color. And typically, you're going to see like a number of 0.2, 0.3.
Right.
We don't feel it's necessary to do everyday progesterone testing at the beginning. We'll usually recommend to our clients, let's wait another 2 days, get another one. They call in or they come in the office, we do a number, and say we're like at a 1.3. We're gonna skip another day, pull another progesterone. And everybody has this magic number of 5 in their head. Everybody's read that my bitch is gonna ovulate at 5. 5 is a suggestion,
right?
Yes.
4 to 10 yeah. is the
yeah.
range.
Yeah, bitch can ovulate between 4 to 10 anagrams. What we do here, our protocol at Sirius Canine, is if we're testing a bitch in-house, we just do that. Start with a baseline, go every few days. As they start getting closer to that 5-ish number, we will then go to an everyday protocol. Mm-hmm. When we see a bitch go, say she goes from a 4.8 to a 5.3, we don't assume that she's ovulated at that 5.3.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And we also don't stop testing.
Okay.
I think that's where a lot of people get into trouble. And they stop test. They see 5. And they say, oop.
Order the semen. Yeah, We've got a date. Let's do
right
it.
In. Right. And then they go, we didn't get any puppies. So if we see a bitch that's at 5.3, we're going to do another test the next day. We want to confirm that, did she truly ovulate at 5.3?
Right. And so what is it that you are looking for to say, okay, she's ovulated?
She's ovulated. We want to see at least a 3 to 4 nanogram jump. So say she...
In a 24-hour period.
In a 24-hour period,
okay,
yes.
Good.
So say your bitch went from a 4.8 to a 5.3. Go ahead and test her the next day, and she's a 6.9.
Yeah.
We didn't ovulate. Now, if you tested her from a 5.3 and she went to a 9.2, she ovulated.
Okay,
So we want to see that jump. It's not really the number we're looking at. It's the progression of the numbers and then that jump.
Okay, so you're almost with that looking to get like an LH surge. Is that what you're getting from that, or you're not even
LH necessary? Is different. This is specific
process.
To progesterone.
Okay.
LH will happen actually prior to the progesterone.
Okay.
Line.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's a little tougher to time. You have to do those tests every single day and really stay on it. The progesterone is a very specific hormone, and that's we're actually looking for that jump in
just that specific one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then we go back to what Bridget mentioned. Once we see that ovulation, our protocol here, we like to breed day 3-4 post-ovulation. So say we saw that jump on a Tuesday, we would then count Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be day 3, Saturday would be day 4. There comes into play, you know, whatever facility you're using. Can you get semen to it? Do they have a tech, a vet there to do the insemination, you know? Whatever.
All of those things.
Yeah, all of the above.
Right.
Yeah.
And so can you talk a little bit about, too, the different levels or the different days post-ovulation that you're doing for a fresh live cover,
yes,
a fresh chilled cover, and a frozen, surgical, TCI, all of that?
Absolutely.
I think it's more about your type of semen, not the procedure you're going to be doing.
Okay, that's interesting.
Fresh semen can live a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if you're using fresh semen, you can breed 3 days before they need to be bred and get away with it. Typically on fresh or even fresh chill, we can say 48 hours post-ovulation. Mm-hmm. You know, we still like around that day 3, day 4, but you have a lot more wiggle room to play with.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using frozen, you've got 12 to 18 hours.
Right, real narrow window.
Yeah, so you really can't play with that too much. That's going to be looking at day 3, day 4. Some people go, I just want to do one. Does one TCI or one surgical work with frozen? Sure. But I just really believe your chances are decreased by doing just one. You really, you kind of open up that fertility window if you can do two of them.
Okay. So do you like the TCI and surgical with frozen?
We do TCIs. We love TCIs. We do probably 95% of our breedings are all TCIs.
Nice.
Current studies actually show the TCI procedure is more effective, higher success rates than surgical implants.
Okay.
There's certain reasons when you would go to a surgical.
Mm-hmm.
An older bitch, maybe a history of not conceiving, bizarre cycles.
Want to look inside.
You want to look inside and feel what's going on and look for cysts, things like that. Bitches that don't have any history of those kinds of issues, or it's a 3-year-old bitch, you know, 2-year-old bitch, do a TCI. Why not? One of the things that I really like that we do too is when we're doing a TCI, especially if you're using frozen, we do not thaw the semen until we know we can pass the catheter. There's nothing worse than you've thawed your frozen semen. It's the last vial of Sparky, and, you know,
you can't pass the catheter on this bitch.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that's a big thing. We always wait. We get the catheter passed. That's why we have a team of people that help with it. We'll go out then. We have the room here set up, lab set up right there. Do the thaw on the semen, and then we're ready to put it in. So that's an advantage.
Okay. Excellent. And so, as you're going with your progesterone timing, okay, so we're going back and following through on this progesterone timing, you're at 3 to 4 days post-ovulation. They've made how many, maybe half a dozen progesterone draws at that point? Yeah? Okay.
Depends
in a good
on their
world.
Luck.
If they're really lucky. Yes.
If their karma's bad, it's going to get expensive.
It's going to be worse, yeah.
That's
and
another thing. Just not.
No, I think that's good. I was where I was going with this, actually.
Shop around for your costs on progesterone tests. We have an in-house machine. We don't have to charge lab fees, you know, like some of the commercial labs do. And some veterinarians maybe get a discount with IDEX or Antech. So they may be able to offer the cost of the same test for half of what another vet could. Shop around. Anybody can run those tests for you.
And make sure that it is a blood draw and it's in the machine.
Yes.
Just use the little strippies.
Right.
Please.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Color change tests are not. Maybe if you're doing natural breedings and that sort of thing, fine. But, you know, you really need something that's going to get you a number and going to be specific. With our in-house testing here, one of the things we were talking about with somebody over the weekend, too, several people over the weekend, the in-house machine, everybody's tests are going to be different. So this machine is going to run a different number than IDEX is going to run or Antech is going to run.
Good point.
So, or maybe another veterinary, Dr. Pugh, has a different kind of machine, you know, Emulite or something. His numbers are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So don't freak out when you hear. Maybe you'll hear 30 on our machine and that really might be 22 on an IDEX test. So that's very
really,
important to
that's
know.
A really good point, actually, to make sure that you understand that each machine is different.
Yes.
And we know how to read or interpret our numbers.
Exactly. Trust in that. Yeah. That the facility knows right. that.
Trusting
and that it. Goes back to tracking that bitch, progesterone, same time of day, each day, and you see that rise, and, you know, as long as you see that jump, I mean, I'm not going to say the number doesn't matter, but if you know when she ovulated, and on day three she comes in at a 38, you still know when she ovulated.
Exactly.
You know, it's see, not that's changing really a good, those things.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great point. And that 38 number on day three doesn't say you're not going to conceive.
Right. I personally had 7 puppies when she was bred at a 38. So, and then that goes in with, we, a lot of times, on the day of a TCI, say, we always suggest if, you know, we haven't seen the bitch since we pinpoint ovulation, a lot of times we'll run a progesterone that same day to make sure she's high enough.
Right.
We like to do with our machine in-house, right. our numbers, we like to do a frozen, the first frozen at about 25 nanograms.
Yeah, as your ideal.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And then do you follow? I mean, I know some people have certain situations. Do you follow the progesterone through the pregnancy, or do you just let it go then at insemination?
Depends on if they have a history of issues.
Yeah.
Some bitches will actually prematurely drop, you know, die down on their progesterone. And if
follow up on this for me, Bridget. This is actually a topic that I, something that I had personally happen. So I'm real
it's
super curious on
breeds,
this one.
Mastiffs can be real, you know, real common for this scenario. What we tend to do in a breed like that, or a bitch that we know has had a history of, you know, you're pretty sure they're pregnant, then there's no puppies. You know, you're pretty sure that they reabsorb. Do an ultrasound around 4 weeks, find out for sure they are pregnant, do a progesterone, and you want to watch that.
And then follow it for those last.
Follow it, exactly. And it may be weekly. It may, as you get closer, you may have to do it more frequently. The rule of thumb, there is some supplements you can do. There's a couple different ones that your veterinarian can get for you. You never want to just start those because you suspect the bitch is going to drop. You never want to start them because she's starting to drop, but not quite to the point where you want to supplement. They have a rule of thumb that it's less than 5 nanograms with more than 5 days to go. So that's a
right.
formula that you want to
right.
look at. If your bitch is 2 weeks out and she's dropping down around a 4 or 5, you need to get a hold of your veterinarian and get some progesterone supplement going.
Right.
So, but that is not something we do on every single bitch. If they don't have a history of issues, we, you know, it's not necessarily routine.
Okay, great. Great information. And then when you're dealing with problem situations, and I want to talk about this in each of our segments that we're going to do over the course of the next month, you guys are going to encounter more than your average veterinarian. You guys are going to encounter breeding complications.
I think a lot of people don't realize on progesterone on a bitch, a lot of people think progesterone starts low, it rises, and then it drops. Because they'll say,
exactly.
Well, she's at a 38, you know, she's going to start dropping. That progesterone level stays high, it stays elevated through the duration of a would-be pregnancy.
Thank you. That's a good point.
You know, whether she's,
bred or not.
Exactly. So, you know, those 9 weeks of gestation,
yeah,
it will stay high. So when they say, did we miss her? No, we're still high. We're staying high. We're not, you know,
and it will stay high whether the bitch is pregnant or
exactly.
not. So doing a progesterone test 4 weeks out is not
test.
A pregnancy test. So
yeah.
that's good to know as well.
Good. Good information. Excellent.
Yeah.
And so I think that one of the things, everybody's got a story about something bad that happened to them. I mean, everybody does. If you've been in this long enough and you've had nothing but perfect births, God love you.
Right.
So what would you say maybe the top three reproductive issues that you run into dealing with progesterone, timing, dealing with how it should have been handled differently or could have been handled differently or solved a problem with better progesterone timing?
They miss breeding too early?
Yeah, I think even a lot of vets think that 5 is a magic number.
Mm-hmm.
And so when their clients come in and they start progesterone testing, they see 5, they breed.
Mm-hmm.
They stop testing, they breed too early.
Okay.
And actually even the laboratories they're getting better, but their reference ranges on the lab form were incorrect.
Was very low, yes.
You know, when they said at 4, it's ovulation, and so if a veterinarian is not doing a lot of repro,
right.
and maybe up to date on the newest stuff, they're just looking at this reference range
right.
from the lab saying, she's ovulated, she's at a 4.2,
right.
you better breed tomorrow.
My bitches, my rule of thumb, I'd rather breed them later than early.
Mm-hmm.
If you're breeding late, at least you have mature eggs there to be fertilized. You're breeding too early, you're, it's
SOL.
SOL does happen. Yes, it does.
Well, I think that's a very good point that you just mentioned. I'm not sure a lot of people realize that. Because they ovulate, if you ovulate today on Monday, it's going to take another 2 or 3 days before those eggs, there's a whole maturation
even get
process.
There.
Well,
right.
They have to mature, and there's a whole process before they can be fertilized.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're ovulating, you don't want to put that semen in quite yet. So that's, you want to still wait and let those eggs mature and...
That chemical breakdown that allows that sperm to penetrate the egg. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. And then again, talking about the progesterone timing, so fresh, live, on the hoof, live cow. You can practically breed them whenever.
You have wiggle room.
You have a larger wiggle.
Yeah.
You like to see the progesterone timing so that you know, and we understand that the bitch will whelp from ovulation.
Yes.
Exactly.
So knowing that when that bitch ovulated is important, even if you're doing live cover.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Veterinarians hate it when you come in and you want to have that progesterone done to determine, you know, or you want to determine the whelp date and you didn't get any progesterones going into it. They don't have any ovulation date to work with. So.
No C-section, information, no nothing.
Exactly.
And we do a lot of reverse progesterones here, for C-sections.
Okay, so talk about that a little bit.
Different vet facilities, their protocol's a little different. Mm-hmm. What number that they will actually section a bitch on.
Mm-hmm.
I think kind of the rule of thumb is 2 or under, 2 nanograms or lower, you're pretty safe. We do have singleton puppies. If a bitch is in whelp with one or a very small litter,
they don't always go into labor.
They don't. The progesterone doesn't drop enough to throw them into labor.
Right.
So we will do reverse testing, and it's pretty much an everyday thing. We can see a bitch go from 9 to 1 overnight.
Those are really evil bitches.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
At 9 in the morning, and they're in labor in the middle of the night. So.
You love them.
Okay. That drop is really important to catch. You know, then you know it's safe to, the puppies are fully mature, they're ready to be born.
Right.
You know,
so. Right. Absolutely. So, on the progesterone piece, any other specific recommendations you want to make to people in, again, this, we're on the problem solving. What's another area besides make sure you know when that bitch ovulates for so many reasons? What else is it going to tell them that they will find useful during the course of the healthy, safe, complication-free, we hope, pregnancy?
Well, that their hormones, hopefully, that they can ovulate. You know, that their progesterone is high enough to maintain a pregnancy. I mean, those
split
are all...
Split cycles.
Exactly, split cycles, if that's a bugger too. You know, everybody goes, she was in heat, and then I don't know what happened. We bred her, and she was back in heat, 45 days later. Those are very common things. So you can avoid a lot of misery and money and...
I'm not going to tell the story, but yes, you could speak to... I could speak to that misery.
Exactly. So yeah, but those, I think that's real important for that.
Okay.
So.
Excellent. Shannon, anything else you can think of to peg people on?
Not really. I think Bridget's kind of covered the problems we see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the progesterone can help
solve. Our whole goal here is to make your life easier.
Exactly.
Right? So our entire process. Let's talk a little bit about the money. You said shop around. And let's help people understand what that upfront investment can save them financially in the end.
Down the road, I mean, as far as like progesterone costs and such, you know, and again, that's going to vary from facility to facility. Ours, our progesterone's here, we do a 1-hour test. People love that. $85.
Right.
So, and there's some veterinarians I talked about that don't get the discounts, and maybe they're $250.
Mm-hmm.
You get some veterinary practices where they're going to charge office calls and tech time and blood draw, you know, and it could run them a lot. And so by the time you have to do 5 or 10 progesterones, you're really into it. I don't personally think it's necessary, Shannon touched on this earlier, to do every single day progesterone testing. It's going to get very costly. So we try to take them out. If they're still really, really low, take it out 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Or if they're at 0.4, you could probably go 4 days, you know? So we try to really work with people and not overtest. When we're getting close to ovulation, that's the thing where a lot of people go, I've already run 6 of them. Do I have to do another one? Yes, you do. Now's the important time.
This is the important one.
It's game time. We really need to make sure we've got this.
Well, and I want to stress that it's not the number of day that she's been in her heat cycle.
Day 13,
throw that
out the window.
You don't breed on, I bred her on day 10 and 12 and 14. Every single time. Well, you lucked out.
Totally.
Yeah. The progesterone. It's not the day.
Right. Or I used to always breed on day 10 and 12 and got puppies. Well, you probably weren't using frozen semen all the time back then because they didn't have it then. People forget those little pieces.
Yeah, and that, I think, is the part that I've had pounded into my head over the years by my refer people is that you have such that small window. You really, if you're using frozen semen, you've just got to nail that timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And perfect example, and I'll use this as a case study for you guys to talk about. Okay? I mean, I have so many of these horror stories. I could set you up with case studies for life.
There's a podcast horror story.
Yes, there is a podcast. And I had a bitch that I missed the first time. She came in season, planned to breed her. Took her in on day 6 or 7 to pull progesterone, like normal, to get a baseline. And my boarded therianologist, actually, veterinarian, called me up and she said, she's out of season. She's past the point. She wasn't actually out of season. Yeah, she was past the... I'm like, what? She... Day 6, man, I'm telling you! and just so... missed a couple other breedings, finally got her out here where I could personally watch her. She wasn't with a co-owner. And I said, okay, I have a sneaking suspicion. First day that she showed any color at all, I took her in for progesterone, and that was the day she had ovulated.
Wow.
And
she had
bred,
a silent heat going
yes,
in?
Yes. Wow. She was bred 2 days later and whelped 9 puppies.
Jeez.
So,
never,
so
say never.
Case study.
That's tough, yep. Yeah.
Case study. Where do you go with something like that? Something presents like, okay, here it is, day 6, and she's out. What's your recommendation?
Keep an eye on her for, you know, 6 months out. What's her normal cycle? You know, is she 6 months? Is she 9 months? Keep an eye on her. Maybe it means putting white blankets or a white sheet down in her crate so you can see, you know, every bit of when she's coming in. We get some people that go, I'm not sure if she's in season. Can you run her progesterone? She has silent heats. You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So, because you'll know if it's at 35, it's like, oh dear, she has been in sometime in the last.
And so silent heats, I think, are a really super great, useful opportunity to be using progesterone.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, awesome.
Another quick little one, because a lot of people ask this. If you live in Canada, forget everything we just said.
Oh, interesting.
So,
okay.
In Canada, they use nanomoles. They do not use, as their reference, instead of nanograms, most of Canada. So if you get a 15 on a Canadian test and it's nanomoles, that's really like, I think 18 is ovulation. In Canada.
Interesting. Okay, now how does that apply to other countries around the world?
Most are nanograms, but that's something you want. Is it NG after your progesterone number, or is it NMOL, nanomoles? So, and the conversion generally is 3.18 nanograms to a nanomole. So just
Now I definitely learned something today.
That's right. I just like to mention that to people because sometimes that can be a little source of confusion.
You're a little terrible.
She's at a 15 and you look and go, no.
Yeah. Awesome.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. This will help share the love with others out there in the sport. This has been Pure Dog Talk with your host, Laura Reeves. We hope you can join us next time as we continue on the journey to success with your purebred dog.